This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some nutrition. Ryan Giuliano joins us once again. Ryan, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Nutrition, it's often a missing piece of the puzzle for a lot of athletes, but it's something I'm guessing that you've got pretty well dialed in. You seem to have this whole Iron Man thing worked out.
The nutrition side of things is definitely, as people say, it's that fourth discipline in Ironman racing, because it does take some time to figure out, and you have to practice it within your training, because if you don't dial in that nutrition, your race can really unfold right in front of you. So it's definitely something that I've worked on year after year, and seem to have it pretty dialed in now. So it's been pretty good.
Being a fourth discipline, is it something that once you've got it worked out, you stick with it, or you're always tweaking and changing like you possibly would if you were training for the run and trying to get better, and same thing for the bike, or do you tend to stick with what has worked for you over time?
Lately, I would say I've been sticking to what's been working. As I've learned over time, though, I do tend to make a few little tweaks here and there. I think my body has responded to taking in and handling a little bit more. So I would say over the years, I've actually been sort of increasing the amount that I take in as I'm racing, slowly. And the more that I can take in, it seems like the faster I've been going.
Ryan, what's been the biggest nutrition mistake that you've made in your Ironman career?
Probably the biggest one for me is not taking enough in general. So, I still even can remember back one of my first longer distance races. All I put on my bike was a bottle of water, and I thought, all right, this is what I can get by with, and that's all I really need, and I'll just grab what's out on the course. But, just really dialing in, what I've been able to take in has made such a big difference. Because if you're not fueling your body with what it actually needs, it's not going to respond in the ways that you want it to.
You mentioned putting just a bottle of water on your bike in that first one. What would typically be on your bike now in an Ironman?
So typically for Ironman race, I try and take in right around 400 calories per hour. So a lot of times I'll use I like to concentrate one bottle, put all my calories in one bottle. A lot of times I'll just use a power bar gel, and just packet after packet, open them up and dump them in a bottle, and add a whole bunch of, I use a lot of straight table salt, to get the sodium in, top it off with water. And then that's what I sort of sip on throughout the course, in Ironman.
Typically, how many gels would be in one of those bottles?
I put in 16 gels in one bottle.
Man,
for Ironman.
That is crazy. Let's talk about the week in the build up to the race. What do you do? What works for you, sort of getting you to the race, to race day itself?
I would say I don't really change too much. I think just once you start changing too many things, I think just getting your body into a routine of doing the same thing over and over, it gets used to it, and then you're not going to have any shocks if you change anything. So I would say almost not really changing anything at all. It's just sort of my daily routine of eating what I normally eat and things that agree with myself.
And let's talk about race day. I mean, you've mentioned all those gels and the salt and water in a bottle. Getting off the bike, how do you approach your nutrition on the run?
I actually do pretty much the same thing. So I have another bottle that I'll use on my, almost like a fuel belt bottle that I'll stick on there. And I try and aim to take one gel every 3 miles. So, I stick all my gels and salt in one bottle, and I take a sip of it every couple miles. But as I'm going through the aid station, that's another story, because as you're going through, I just grab as much fluid as I can. It's water, Gatorade, Coke, you name it. I'll just keep taking it until I pass through and then focus on the next one.
Man alive, that is incredible. And obviously, from a recovery point of view, big wooden bowls of ice cream is the way to go.
Oh, definitely. And there's nothing better than getting a big scoop of ice cream out of a umiki bowl and sitting on the beach. Can't beat it.
I love it. Right, well, thanks for your time. Much appreciated. Please pass on our best to Jackie, and we look forward to seeing how you go next time out in Kona. And let's see. Hopefully it's a top step on that podium. Can't wait to watch you in action.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutritionseminar.